USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The U.S. marks a COVID milestone, 100 million vaccine doses administered since President Biden takes office in January. Biden yesterday thanking the CDC.
You're saving lives. You're saving lives. But you're changing the psyche of the country.
But doctors still see causes for concern. New cases nationwide, 55,000 a day as variants spread in states ease lockdowns and airline travel increases. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling MSNBC yesterday, despite the rise in vaccinations, we can't claim victory.
Don't declare victory prematurely. We still have a ways to go. Plateauing at 50,000 cases a day is not a good place to be. And that's where we are. We've got to keep pushing to get it down even further.
Fauci estimates only about 12% of the U.S. population has been completely vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroo for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroo sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
While in Atlanta to visit the CDC Friday, President Biden also meets with Asian Americans to discuss this week's murders at three Asian-owned businesses in Georgia. Eight people killed in the mass shooting, six of them Asian women. Biden says we need to speak up to stop hate.
Is it hate and violence often hide in plain sight? It's often met with silence. That's been true throughout our history. But that has to change, because our silence is complicity. We cannot be complicit. We have to speak out. We have to act.
Biden calling on Congress to pass the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. With Biden in Atlanta, State Department officials in Alaska meeting with Chinese officials. China accusing the U.S. of encouraging attacks on China, while the U.S. accuses China of grandstanding. Both sides accuse the other of violating human rights, with China saying black Americans are getting slaughtered. The two sides also discuss trade and military activities in the South China Sea. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
No international spectators allowed at this summer's Tokyo Olympics. The International Olympic Committee announcing what it calls a difficult decision today. It's estimated that 1 million tickets have already been sold to spectators outside Japan. The game starting July 23rd. The torch relay set to start Thursday. The Supreme Court holds a rare in-person meeting. Dan Naraki has more.
For the first time in a year, the Supreme Court met Friday for an in-person closed-door session. The justices haven't met in the same room since last March. All 9 justices have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Though not all justices rejoined their colleagues in Washington, D.C., but the majority did. The court continued their work throughout the pandemic, holding oral arguments via telephone. They'll continue to use that method until the term ends in late June. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Apparently last month really was as cold as you thought it was. Wendy King explains.
If you thought last month's bitter cold was chillier than any February's in the past, you were right. It was. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration puts February 2021 as the coldest in more than 30 years in the U.S. North America, Scandinavia, and Northern Asia were all significantly below average in temperatures last month. The central and eastern tropical Pacific Ocean, as well as Australia and parts of the southern oceans, were also notably colder during February than in previous years. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.